Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back, champion. It's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast, Every Day is Saturday Show. I think this might be my last show from my smartphone, talking directly into the old Every Day is Saturday cell phone. I'm going to have my recording mic back and better than ever tomorrow. But I don't know. The last show sounded pretty good. The one before that sounded really good. And so before I start jeopardizing the quality, although it's not really sounding that bad. I get a lot of feedback from you guys, all of it positive. Thank you very much. However, I've got a good mic. Why not use it? Heck, I got a great mic. Spent a lot of money on it. Why not use it? I'm going to use the mic. So, hey, got a live event coming up. Just announced. Breaking news. Breaking news in the Natty, Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to see you here. I want to meet you here. If you are a podcast listener, I need to. Not even want to. Of course I want to. I need to meet you, shake your hand, give you a high five, give you a hug, whatever. We need to meet and get a photo together. 2017 being your best year ever. You've been an amazing podcast listener. We've connected through the airwaves, maybe for the last week, maybe for the last 12 years. I don't know, but if you're a listener of the show, I want to see you. This is how we're going to party, and this is how we're going to meet. Go to samcrowley.live. Go to samcrowley.live. General admission tickets, VIP tickets available there right now. I'm going to limit the event because I want to keep it intimate enough to be able to teach. Because ultimately, yes, I will inspire. Yes, I will motivate. Yes, I will bring it. The A game will be in full effect. But I also want to teach. I want to teach you how to monetize your message. I want to teach you how to create your message. I want to show you what I do with podcasting, how I record into this cell phone right here. I want to teach you how to get that podcast onto iTunes. I want to teach you how to speak on stage. I don't care if that stage is in the living room of your Aunt Edna's house, going over your product, your service, whatever your passion is, or if it's in front of 15,000 people, like I was just a few weeks ago in Toronto. Shout out to Canada, the neighbors to the north. Whatever it is, I want to show you how to do that, and I'm going to have a few guests come speak to you as well. The world-famous Zach Crawford. Remember Zach? Zach was suicidal, was just about ready to kill himself. In a dead-end job, 60 grand in debt, recovering from a terrible auto accident. Heard this show, this podcast, no joke, and it sounds like I'm stroking my own ego. I'm not. It's just fact. This is Zach, how he told the story on this show a few years ago, and now he's earned millions of dollars online. He's going to be there sharing his story with you as well to inspire you. I hope you don't want to buy anything because he's not selling anything. He's just there to inspire you and to teach you how he's earned millions online by sharing his message with the world. Kathleen Gage, very good friend of mine, lives in Portland, Oregon. She'll be making the trip here to Cincinnati. Kathleen has earned seven figures online. And you know what? She still does teleclasses. Teleclasses. Who does that? She does. Very successfully, she's going to be here. And I've got a couple other guests that are going to be joining me. But for the most part, it's going to be me teaching you. And I'm serious. Look, all BS aside, I want to meet you. I adore my podcast listeners. This is how I built my brand. This right here, this podcast on iTunes is how I built this brand to where it is today. And you are the reason why I built this brand. It's only because of you. There's no other way I could have ever been successful if it wasn't for you listening to this podcast, buying my products. I want you, I don't care what you got to do. It's June 9th and 10th. It's a Friday and Saturday. If you can do it, cancel the plans, whatever you got planned. If you don't have any plans, even better. Get to Cincinnati. You can fly into the Cincinnati airport. You can fly into the Dayton airport. Either way, We're going to be having the event at the Great Wolf Lodge right next to Kings Island here in the greater Cincinnati area. Plenty of inexpensive hotel rooms all around Kings Island right now. If you jump on that, go to samcrowley.live, samcrowley.live. I'm dedicating this whole podcast just to that event because that's how important it is for you to be here. And look, selfishly, I want to meet everybody that listens to this show. I just think you're amazing. I get your tweets. I get your emails. I get your videos you send me, all the communication. And look, not all of it is, Sam, you're awesome. Some of it is from people that challenge me on things I say. I love that too. Bring it, man. Bring it. But bring your dream to Cincinnati June 9th and 10th. You know what's funny? I want to share this story with you too. I remember my first event I went to. It was in Atlanta, Georgia. And it was 2005. And it was 2 months after I filed bankruptcy. So I filed bankruptcy, Chapter 13, October 11, 2005. My daughter Paige was born October 5th. So 6 days after my third child, so now I got three kids under the age of five. 6 days after she was born, I filed bankruptcy. I could not be feeling any lower. It wasn't even possible for me to feel lower on October 11, 2005. I felt like I literally, and look, I'm not saying, I know people that I wasn't suicidal, but if there's a step on that ladder that was about a rung below that, that's probably where I was. I was so humiliated. I'm like, what the hell have I done with my life? I went from being an executive earning 100 grand a year in salary alone, not including bonus and stock options and the car they gave me, to being bankrupt, working in a cubicle for people that used to work for me. I mean, I could not have been any lower. My ego just took the, like a nuclear bomb came at my ego. The mother of all ego bombs, right? Bam. And so I picked myself back up after a couple days of feeling sorry for myself. I was eating the pity food, the junk food. Feels good for about 15 minutes. Oh, Sam, we feel so sorry for you. That felt good for about 15 minutes. And I said, all right, I got to pick my butt up off the ground and get moving. And I found this guy, John DeLemme, who I had been listening to his I literally just Googled motivation on the internet one day, found John DeLemme. He's an ex-stutterer, talks a million miles an hour, just like I do. And he's an ex-stutterer like I am. And he was having a live event in Atlanta. I said, you know, I'm going there. I need to be motivated. I just want to get away from toxic people, which is all the work environment ever was to me, was just gossip, water cooler, people working just enough so they won't get fired, the boss working just enough so they won't quit, and do-si-do, do the okey-doke, everybody dance around, okay? I wanted away from all of that. I wanted to think differently. I just wanted to think differently, and John had put together a boot camp with about 30 people, and I figured if there's an environment that's going to kind of clean me, like put a hazmat suit all over me, just cleanse my body. You know, it's funny, we brush our teeth every day. Yet we never brush our brains, most people. They will not. They'll let all the soot and negativity build up in their brain, and they won't brush it off. They'll just let it sit there, let that dictate where they're going, who they are, and what they earn, and what they accomplish, and they never think to ever brush that off. Well, I went for a big brain-brushing weekend in Atlanta, Georgia, the first week of December 2005, and it literally, and I don't say this much, but I mean, it did have a profound impact. Changed my life is what I was going to say. But so many things change my life. I mean, heck, the air going around in the room changes my life because I'm that focused on right now, the here and the now, the present, what's happening, you know? But back then, I wasn't. I was just this corporate drone. You know, they call it corporate America for a reason. They're all corpses, just dead. Just corpses walking around. What are you doing? So I got to Atlanta, and John's all fired out leading this boot camp, and he just starts out with his training, and it was just pure motivation. I mean, it was his story about how he grew up, where he grew up, what he thinks, how he became a millionaire, and just, you know, I'm like, wow, this I don't even recognize this language. Like, who talks like this? And it immediately, it was like a shot of, triple shot of espresso, man. It was just bam, right to the old motivational gland, you know, and it got me fired up. I just needed hope, you know. I don't know where this message finds you right now, this podcast on April 20th, 2017, excuse me. I don't know where this finds you, but maybe that's the shot to the motivation gland that you need is coming to Cincinnati to hear my story and to hear everything that's happened over the past 10 years. I want to talk about being bankrupt. I want to talk about making 100 grand in an hour. I want to talk about losing a child that we lost our baby Matthew back in 2000. April 2000. Jeez, it was April 19th, 2000. Holy cow, 17 years ago. And he was born at 20 weeks, didn't make it. Baby Susan's born at 24 weeks. She makes it, you know? How do you absorb millions of dollars in medical bills and still run a company and a family of six? And how do you not get taken out of the game? How do you not become a victim? As well as celebrating other people in the room. So I just want, I want to hear from you. I want to hear your story. I want to hear why you're in Cincinnati. I don't care if you got $2 to rub together right now or you got $2 million in the bank. You need to be there. And it's important that you're there. And this is me putting the hard sell on you to be there. Look, whether you buy a $97 general admission ticket or not, it's not going to matter to me financially. That's not why I'm doing it. I know your life will never be the same when you leave Cincinnati. I just know that because my life, when I left Atlanta, but I needed it though. See, that's the difference. Like, I wanted to go. I'm like, feed me, feed me, feed me. I just wanted to be fed motivation the whole time. Feed me. I don't want, don't just blow a bunch of smoke up my skirt. I want, give me tangible action items that I can work on myself and on my mind, because I know life's an inside job. I know it begins with me. I know I need this mindset training, and I just want it to be delivered authentically from somebody that I trust, and I get it. They speak my language. So if you like this podcast and you trust me, get to Cincinnati. And if you don't feel as though the event was worth it, I'll write a check right there on the spot, double what you paid to get there for your ticket. There's two entry levels. There's general admission and VIP. Whichever ticket you buy, if you feel as though, hey, you know what, Sam, it was all right, not what I thought it would be, didn't really live up to the hype, I'll write you a check right there for double. Okay, that's how much I know this weekend is going to change your life. It did for me. When I came back, I remember coming back to work that Monday morning. I drove. It took me about 8 hours to drive to Atlanta, and I drove back, and I remember driving through the Smoky Mountains, through up through Tennessee, through Chattanooga, and eventually up through Lexington, Kentucky, back to Cincinnati where I live. And I remember just like, it felt like my foot wasn't even touching the pedal. I was just flying. It's just like elevating all the way back there. And I got into work the next morning on Monday morning, got back Sunday, and I went to work Monday morning, and people didn't even recognize the way my attitude was. Because I was kind of walking around with slumped shoulders. And like I said, you know, feeling sorry for myself. I came in work December, it was like December 5th, like I was shot out of a rocket. And I remember my sales results skyrocketed. And just 6 months, now listen, this is very important, just 6 months later, I received a $60,000 bonus for the sales results that I had accumulated through that period of time. Through the winter of 2005 into the spring of 2006, our sales campaign ended. So in June, in 9 months after I filed bankruptcy, in 1 month, the company had to pay me a $60,000 gross bonus. I say gross because that was before taxes and all that. But I was back. Not only was I was back new and improved, better than ever, ready to crush it in every aspect of my life. And that's what I want to have happen for you. So go to samcrowley.live, samcrowley.live. Get your ticket. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know you bought your ticket or send me an email. I'll respond back. And I know, and I don't even have one shadow of a doubt, I know way down deep in my soul, it's going to change your life. And you know it too. And that's why I need to be there. Go to samcrowley.live and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.